From then on down, nobody and every guy went to the cemetery.
That's right.
Do you have any arguments about that? He went down to the grand hall on a grave.
Dr. Grossman and these three brethren are sitting here on this seat together.
One is the Father, and the other is the Son, and the other is the Holy Ghost. Now, that's what they said. Now, I want to show you why Yahweh is saying, come out of it. Read that verse again, and see if it's going to get the Son to hear it.
And the Lord said,
and the Lord said,
let us make man.
Let us make man. Now that brings me up to Deuteronomy 6:4. How about that? Now that was the Trinitarian concept that we're talking about, three descended individuals, the coming, the rising from the earth. But don't read that verse, I'm not stupid.
Deuteronomy 6:4.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Wait a minute. Hear, O Israel. Pay attention to what being said, Israel. Listen, Israel. All right, what?
Hear, O Israel. Yahweh our Elohim.
Yahweh our Elohim.
Yahweh in unity.
Is Yahweh in Trinity? Take a minute. No more dividing up this Babylon and this section of culture and this confusion. Then on the Genesis 1:26-27. Now you're ready, Ecclesiastes 3:20, by all 1:1
questions.
All are of the dust of the earth. And all return to the dust of the earth. Is that what you read in Ecclesiastes 3:20? Don't forget that. 3 Genesis 1:26.
And Elohim him said.
And Elohim said.
Let us make man in our image.
Let us make man in our image.
After our likeness.
After our likeness.
And let them rule over the fish of the sea.
And let them rule over the fish of the sea.
And over the birds of the heavens.
And over the birds of the heavens.
And over the cattle.
And over the cattle.
And over all the earth.
And over all the earth.
And over every creature thing that creeps upon the earth.
And over all the creature things that creeps upon the earth.
So Elohim created man and his name.
And so Elohim created man. Hold it. Now you get that one there. Not men. You see? Now he ain't got a squirrel. Get up. Now he got a single man up to make man. In an hour, you come right back to the squirrel right
here.
You see? In our own name. In our life. Is that right?
Yeah.
Read.
And the image of Elohim.
And the image of Elohim.
Created
he him.
Right.
Yeah.
Male and female.
Male and female.
Created he him.
Created he him.
Yeah.
That's all
that's
we don't need no more. I just want to let you know. See, now you read what I wanted you to read. See? Now, here's what you didn't read and what you just read. Now, I'm showing you. They're saying that this is a Mosaic account. Now, and over here in the second chapter, that's a Babylonian account. Notice now that Moses did not say in Genesis 1:26-27 what Yahweh and God made Adam out of. That's why I brought that up. Mm-hmm. So now in the second chapter, I forget just what verse it is. Seventh verse.
Two, four. And Yahweh Elohim formed man.
And Yahweh Elohim, now this is a recapitulation. Moses, you left out what I made now, though. You just said I made. But you didn't say what he made him out of. Now I've got to find out what he made him out of so I know where he's going to the man. Okay. So put him in, Moses, in the second chapter.
And how will Elohim form man of the dust of the ground?
Now you see where he formed him out of. Form the man of the dust of the ground. That's a physical body. Is that right?
Yeah.
Read on.
And breathed into his nostrils.
And he breathed into his nostrils.
The breath of life.
The breath of life.
Yeah.
You know, that's something else. People haven't understood that.
That's funny, right?
You might say to yourself, well, now let's just go. He breathed into the nostrils, man, the breath of life. And he became an animated art, living soul. Is that what you have to do?
And man became a living soul.
Now listen. You see, we had to find out where he comes from. So we'll know what he's doing. Now, when that transgression of sin was committed about the end of God's peace, He told him that he would return to the doctor just a minute from when he came. See? Now, I wanted to say that. That fresh and good just does not inherit the kingdom. Just our food. Mm-hmm. So there's no need for you folks being all worked up.
Right.
And nobody won't know more than the other. But if you keep it, you can deny all the fact that, well, I'm sanctified and holy, you ain't more either. See, I'm trying to give it to you straight. Joshua, then you better read that. Next, let's have a reading. 1 Timothy, I think it is, 3 and 16. Hey, people, everybody can read the Bible. If they don't read what it
says. All right.
And without controversy,
how does they don't read the Bible? Not reading nor idle. You see, now without any mind, without any defection, or any dispute, or any tax of any kind. They just keep their mouth shut without any controversy.
Yeah.
Great.
Great is the mystery of light.
Great is the mystery of light.
Yahweh was manifested in the flesh.
Now just hold that fact right there. Hold that fact. Now, didn't we just tell you a while ago about Jesus saying with God's chief representative on the earth, and his Father was up yonder in the sky somewhere? Well, now, without arguing with him, without trying to debate anything with Jehovah's Witnesses or anybody else,
yeah, right.
Just forget about
right,
it.
Right, right.
For without controversy, praise is the mystery of righteousness. King James Version says, God. Yahweh was manifested in a physical body.
Justified in the spirit.
Wait a minute, Gil. The Father himself didn't send somebody in the true sense of the word. But he was right in there walking around down there and said, I did all in Yahweh at the wall.
Yeah.
And no other besides. He's walking right around down here and running.
Yeah.
In the first chapter of John said, you drew dead. You beheld the glory as only the doctrine of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Yeah.
No wonder. He can walk up to the tomb that find his comfort. The rest of
that
is the truth. Didn't there been a whole lot of come out of that? Everything that come up from there. So you ask the question that Lazarus come forth. I remember one time you got it in your Bible, Matthew 27, 52. He didn't say Lazarus come forth that time. But after his resurrection, many of them slept in the dust of the earth. Rose and went on into Jerusalem, proving that he was the resurrection.
Yeah.
And in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, Paul said many of them were out there on the Mount of Olives when he ascended in the heavens. They saw it. I'm telling you. Now let's go. Now let's get at some more what God was wrong. My next day, you come. Down here to find out something about it.
Yeah.
Now, okay, explain.
Yeah.
You understood me up to date in the thus far.
That's
something you didn't understand thus far. Hold up your hand. I want you to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm trying my best to stop complaining so you can understand.
Right.
And I know how to get over the bridge and all the rest of the ministry that I've seen. I know they tried their best.
Yeah.
See? Now, we're up to date thus far. Now, the next thing I want to say to us is this. Isaiah 46, 9 and 10. Now, this is going to wrap right up into Revelation here, too. Okay, remember? Now, Yahweh is talking to Isaiah. This is not Isaiah talking. All right, please.
Remember the former things of old.
Now, remember the former things of old.
For I am Yahweh.
For I am Yahweh.
There is none else.
Now, you see, there is none else. You see?
I am Yahweh.
I am
Yahweh. And there is none like me.
That's why he told Moses to learn about this. He came to Yahweh.
Yeah.
And he said, there's none what?
None like me.
Now, wait a minute. Now, see, Far, Naham, Baur, and this man up here in Chicago, Paul, over yonder in Rome, and this Moses,
You wasn't invited to the sermon, but they was down here.
And you wasn't invited to the last.
Right. And if they'd been invited to the first, then Jesus would have to invite them to the last.
In order to fulfill that. But that's not the rule. The age of 12. You follow now?
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you, you better begin trying to do something wrong.
Yeah.
Now, Jesus, you see, can't not get that son to destroy the law of the prophet.
Yeah.
But he's got the full picture.
Yeah.
That's right.
You see? Now, you understand?
Yeah.
Fulfilled. Then he couldn't fulfill something that hadn't already been instituted.
That's right.
Right. Are you beginning to see anything wrong while I've been a Methodist and a Baptist and a Roman Catholic? Does it begin to see anything at all?
Yeah.
That's why that angel that says, come out of us. That you be not forsaken of our sins. And receive of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He said, now see, watch. He said, this rich abundance, say, of riches and glory.
Mm-hmm.
By this deception that you have been carrying on.
Yeah.
Devil of gold and silver and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Charging people. The prayer of not a
fragatory.
Yeah. Yeah, right. You see what I'm talking about? Lying to you, tell you, come on, give us your hand there. And up in the grave of the Bible. Then let us start on our way for heaven. We don't know what's going on or what's there, but come on and give your hand and let's go on and see what's going to be the end. But I tell you what, the end going to be the later. You don't have to worry that no more. Let you get out of
there.
Now, when Bill was hooked up like that, and then forget, tell him I come out of the Baptist and Methodist, the Presbyterian, the Roman Catholic, and what have you, understand? The Black Moses and the Ku Klux Klan and every other kind of thing. And get on over here and got to write on the side. When you come to tell them that, then you got to handle it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't feel like you got somebody on the side of it. So you got to get somebody, you know, to walk out and begin now. Now that's what it's about. Now don't think they
won't
keep you for a little bit. Church is murdering me.
That's right.
What do you do that for? Let me kill him in defense of the church. What's the matter with you? Now the church is, or the assembly is the body of the Yahshua and Messiah. Now if he couldn't defend his own self, how do you expect him to defend you? See, you're just stupid.
I know that joke.
Yeah, that's the reason. Big reason I have to appoint
you. Remember the former things of old.
Remember the former things of old.
For I am hell.
For I am hell.
There is none else.
There is none else.
I am a low end.
I am a low end.
And there is none like me.
Like you, there is none like me.
Oh, like that.
Isaiah 14:14. You got to get ready like that. Old thing on there. There is none like it. And right there, like, well, Yahweh just made a mistake.
He just made a mistake, that's all.
He didn't know there was something going to be like this at the end. It's all right. It's all right. You want to know who he is.
How about I fall from heaven?
I'm not falling from heaven.
Son
of the boy. Son of the boy. That's the deal. Let's see. Let's have the Revelation 3:1.
How often I cut down to the ground.
How often I cut down to the ground.
For thou hast said in thine heart.
For thine hast said in thine heart.
I will ascend into heaven.
Now see, he's going to ascend in it. Now he's cast out. See, now he's going to ascend in that. He's going to ascend back in there. The dumb folks are the folks that are in the middle.
The devil is smart, and he shackles with that. You came to a family. That's all you got, Yahweh, on your side. You came to the devil. He got by all these people and went down. I'll send all these healthy trees. See what he ever takes up with you. This is the man that I read about that movie. When he did it up,
and over there, over now, I mean, the night, that's on the wall.